Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ever wondered if your advertising dollar is really working for you? If your ad would have been here, you and more than 4 million people would be listening to it right now. Contact ads at xzoneradiotv.com.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Unwilling to be the government's deadly assassin, gifted psychic Kahara Mitchell went AWOL and ended up buried under rubble in the wake of a great tsunami. She regained consciousness far from Earth on the medical ship of a Daggeronian intergalactic fleet. Has she been rescued or abducted by aliens? The Chalice of Kari, Kahira O'Donnell's latest paranormal science fiction romance, is the passionate story of an Earthwoman and her destined mates, twin kings from another galaxy. Kahara uses her gifts fighting alongside Lords Rom and Ra in a war that will determine the destiny of galaxies. The Chalice of Kari by Kahira O'Donnell is now available at KahiraO'Donnell.com or at Amazon.com.
You're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. Visit us online at www.xzoneradio.com.
The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Somewhere that no one can retrace. Somewhere where no one will.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, which is on the shores of Lake Ontario between the cities of Toronto and Niagara Falls, smack dab in the middle of the Great Lakes Triangle. Our toll-free number, once again, is 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com, on MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our websites, www.xzoneradio.com and www.xzonetv.com. My guest this hour is Ann Druffel. And we're going to be talking about UFOs. Our first guest tonight was Stanton Friedman, the father of modern-day ufology. And we're working our way up to the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July, which are the Roswell anniversary dates. After all, the crash of the UFO in Roswell occurred on July the 4th, 1947. So Anne is also involved in ufology. She began investigating UFO reports in Southern California in about April 1957 with the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, known as NICAP, which was directed by the UFO research pioneer Major Donald E. Kehoe, who was formerly of the United States Marine Corps. Anne became acquainted with Dr. James E. McDonald through his contacts with the Los Angeles NICAP subcommittee from 1966 to 1971, following the NICAP's demise in 1970, and joined the Mutual UFO Network and then the newly formed Center for UFO Studies. Now, Anne has researched, now listen to this, X-Zone Nation, she has researched over 2,000 Los Angeles Basin reports, including alleged landings, UFO photo cases, close encounters with physical effects on witnesses and terrain, alleged abduction reports, and other UFO-related phenomena. She is a prolific writer. She has contributed over 180 articles on various aspects of the UFO subject to numerous UFO journals and international publications. Frequently speaking on UFOs before civic and educational groups, Anne Druffel is noted for her lively slide presentations and Q&A sessions and has presented many papers at UFO symposia, conferences, and gatherings. Since 1965, she has been a spokesperson on various aspects of UFOs for TV, radio, and press, as well as consultant, researcher, film writer on numerous UFO documentaries. She wrote the classic book, Tujunga Canyon Contacts, with parapsychologist D. Scott Rogo, and contributed to the other major literary works such as Ron's Story UFO Encyclopedia and Rongo's Anthology UFO Abductions. Her most recent UFO-related book is How to Defend Yourself Against Alien Abductions, published by Three Rivers Press and Random House in August 1998. Her most recent book is Firestorm, Dr. James E. McDonald's Fight for UFO Science, which was published by Wildflower Press in July of 2003. When I come back from this two-minute commercial break, Anne Druffel is going to be joining me, and we're going to be discussing how to properly investigate UFO reports. After all, she has researched over 2,000 Los Angeles Basin reports. This lady knows what she's talking about. Her credibility is one of expert, and she has an excellent reputation when it comes to the UFO community. Anne Druffel is my special guest. Her website is andruffel.com. We'll be back on the other side of this commercial break in 2 minutes as we continue right here. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jinnix, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and Son of God,
And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, on the X Zone TV show, coming soon to screens of all sizes. On the X Zone TV show, we'll investigate UFOs, ghosts, alien abductions, demonic possession, psychic phenomenon, angels, lake monsters, Bigfoot, unsolved mysteries, and all subject matter from within the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology, and much, much more. The X Zone TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell,
www.xzonetv.com,
is a Relmar McConnell Media Company and Airplay Media production.
Fartlets, fartlings, pongies, and honkers. They have so many names, makes you go bonkers. Rear tempest, butt bubbles, bottom burps, all aside. Why does it smell like a little rat died? Hail the fart, whenever, wherever, whoever. Its existence actually enriches our lives because it gives us those unforgettable moments that we can all recall again and again that are always good for yet another laugh. A new expose on farting. Get your copy of The Endearing Fart by Eileen Dover at www.theendearingfart.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Andruffel is our very special guest. Her website is www.andruffel.com. And Anne, welcome back to the X Zone. How are you, my dear? And how are things in beautiful California tonight?
Oh, they're really nice and sunny, beautiful.
And you've investigated or researched over 2,000 UFO-related events in your career as a ufologist. How did you get involved in ufology? What was the event that christened you into this quest that you've been on for so many years?
Well, I've described this several times, but it was something that I saw in 1945 when I was a schoolgirl from Long Beach, California. At the time, the World War II was still going on in Japan, and I was coming home in the bus, and I saw this thing in the northeast sky. I had been interested in astronomy since the age of 9, and I was very, very puzzled about it, this thing. It was a cohesive yellow-white light in broad daylight in the sky, 2 to 3 times the size of a daytime Venus, but cohesive and very, very bright and definite. And I watched this thing. I walked home, you know, I watched it an hour and a half.
Wow.
Slowly. From the north-northeast to the north-northwest, I couldn't figure out what it was. It was very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
My mother saw it with me. She didn't know what it was. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And then about an hour and a half after I had been watching the thing move very, very slowly, it gave out what I call parts of itself, which took varying paths away from the main object. And there were 15 or 20 of these tiny little things that sparkled in the sunshine, you know, in the west,
mm-hmm.
by that time it was 4:30, 5 o'clock around that time, and this was in a late June or July of 1945, before the war ended, and when the thing gave off these little particles, I tried to get my mother back to see these things coming out of the main object with me, because it was so awesome and frightening. It was frightening to watch this thing. And my mother wouldn't come out. She was cooking dinner, you know, more important. And I couldn't go out again to watch the thing anymore, because it was just so frightening and so awesome. And then about two weeks later, the bomb was exploded over Hiroshima, and years later, I figured that the thing I saw was at about the same time the first experimental atom bomb had been exploded, in New Mexico, in Frenchman's Flat. But we didn't know about that, you see.
Right.
But about the same time, and I developed this hypothesis that perhaps this thing was a carrier craft with many little scout ships or surveillance, the smaller ships, come to see what was happening on the Earth, because we had entered the atomic age.
And during your research that you've done over the years, was there an increase in UFO activity at the time of the bombings in Japan of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Well, you see, we didn't know anything about flying saucers. We didn't even know about the things that were being seen in the European theater or in the Japanese theater. What they called
Foo Fighters, right.
And other names they gave. They did not have the detail that later the UFOs took on, physical details of apparently a craft.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these were just lights that traveled around the military planes and things. So we didn't know anything about that. They kept that from the public, and the stuff about the Foo Fighters came out much later. So it might have been that this thing might have been a collection of what you call Foo Fighters, which had mm-hmm. come from the European theater, which had closed down because we had found peace there, and was moving, over and to where the atomic bomb had been exploded, that the public didn't know about, the first experimental public bomb, atomic bomb.
Did you have any idea the day that you watched this UFO when you were a little girl, that what you were watching was going to have such an impact on your life?
No, I had no idea. When the information about the bombing of Hiroshima came out in the papers about 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. I tried to understand it. It was on the first page, and I couldn't understand all the technicality, that was involved in atomic bombs, I'm sorry, I forgot to.
No, I was just asking that, here you are, a little girl, you're watching this object in the sky for, for over an hour. Your mother sees it. You said it frightened you.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I had asked you if you thought at that time that what you were looking at would play such a part in your life.
I had no idea at the time, but when we read about the explosion mm-hmm. Of the atom bomb over Hiroshima, the same kind of fright, fright, fear, and mm-hmm. awe struck me, while reading about the atom bomb that I had felt while watching this thing in the sky, and I couldn't understand that, They were both great mysteries. I didn't know if they were connected or not, of course. But then when Major Kehoe began to write his books and formed NICAP, or took the directorship of NICAP, by that time I was, I was working, and I joined. I started reading his books first in 1950, you see. And by the time he became director of NICAP in 1957, I joined right up, you know, one of the first members that that joined him.
What kind of training did you get with NICAP when it came to investigating or researching UFO and UFO-related phenomena?
Well, you see, I didn't have any training directly from NICAP because mm-hmm. they took technologically and scientifically oriented people as their investigators.
I see.
And by that time, I had become a professional social caseworker, and I had the skills. They were skills of interviewing, mm-hmm. of objective value judging, of facts given to you, and also the art of writing accurate records. And so these three skills fit right in with the investigation of UFOs.
They certainly do. Do you see a big difference between the way that UFOs are researched and investigated today compared to how they were when ufology was still young?
Yes, I do. Of course, there are many excellent scientific and scientifically oriented investigators in mm-hmm. the field. But there are also a lot of people who call themselves researchers and investigators, and they will receive cases from the public of what the public, you know, this public person saw in the sky, and it's presented almost immediately on the internet now as a report. And there, a lot of these so-called reports are not investigated at all, you see, at least to any depth, so that they know that it's a truly unidentified object, which you can call a UFO. NICAP in 1965, we formed a public reporting system and filter center called Skynet, you mm-hmm. see.
Yes.
And there were up to 100 people around the Southern California area on a map, and we knew all where they lived and when they were available. And I was getting reports from the public, from the Griffith Observatory, and from one or two of the major police stations in the area, and from two or three of the major newspapers. All of these wonderful sources that were receiving reports from the public. You know, the public didn't know where to call when
yes.
they saw something. They'd say, "I see a UFO." You know, so they were referred to me at Skynet. I was the project coordinator, and then I would figure out where this person was and call the Skynet member closest to where they were seeing the object in the hopes that the Skynet member could go out and also see it and identify it. And this way, we were able to identify about 80% of the reports that came into us as UFOs because we had, you know, a skilled person close by looking at the same thing and figuring out what it was.
Now, when you say UFON, are you talking about extraterrestrial entity, or is it just something that was unidentified?
Well, when I say UFO, my mind tells me unidentified flying object.
Mm-hmm.
But my own favorite hypothesis is that the physical craft, the unidentifiable physical craft that fly through our atmosphere and chase our military planes, and sometimes land and come very close to witnesses, that they are very possibly extraterrestrial in nature.
Do you think that these ETs pose a threat to this planet?
I have never felt from any of the 2,000 and more reports that I've investigated that there was any threat, no.
Ann Druffel is our special guest. Ann, please stand by. Great having you on the show again.
Thanks.
Ann Druffel's website is www.anndruffel.com. That's ANNDRUFFEL.com. And Ann and I will be back on the other side of this news break as the X Zone continues on Talkstar. In the final hour of tonight's show, yes, it is Tuesday night, and yes, that does mean X minus one. We are going back to 1957, episode number 83, entitled "The Moon is Green." That's in the next hour here on the X Zone, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Life is busy enough without running around town to find a sale. If you pride yourself on being a smart shopper, you should know about a place that has raised the bar on smart shopping by cutting out the middleman. DirectBuy sells virtually anything for the home or office at manufacturer direct prices. Whether you're updating your current home or building a new one, DirectBuy can save you the thousands of dollars that traditional retailers use to pad their prices. Buy direct from over 700 top manufacturers at 30, 40, even 50% off the best retail prices on almost everything you need. Whatever it is you're shopping for, appliances, cabinets, flooring, windows, and more, every time you buy, you're going to get the best quality at the best price with Direct Buy. But you have to become a member. To get a visitor's pass to a local showroom and a free insider's guide to buying direct, call 800-593-2124 today. Again, that's 800-593-2124. 800-593-2124. Call now.
Douglas James Cottrell, who has been called Canada's Edgar Casey, has just made available his latest CD, Douglas Cottrell 2012 Earth Changes, the first CD in the 2012 Prophecy series. This session features information gathered from the Akashic Records in a deep trance meditation session by Douglas James Cottrell in March of 2009. In this session, Douglas explains changes that have taken place in the Earth's core, changes to the Earth's poles, and the real reason why the polar caps are melting. Douglas also elaborates on increased volcanic and earthquake activity between now and 2012, including what, where, and when. To order your copy of Douglas Cottrell 2012 Earth Changes, visit his website at douglasjamescottrell.com or call toll-free 877-COTTREL.
Ever wondered if your advertising dollar is really working for you? If your ad would have been here, you and more than 4 million people would be listening to it right now. Contact ads at xzoneradiotv.com.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of the night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides free MP3 players for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500 plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. Go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us help a veteran make it through the night.
Wouldn't you love to know the secret to everything? Well then, meet Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and her cutting-edge breakthrough knowledge that combines science with possibility. Dr. Kimberly brings real-life answers and healing to those open to alternative solutions. She teaches solution-based programs and classes that will change all areas of your life forever. Specializing in conscious creation, intuitive readings, and energy medicine.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can rapidly shift health, relationships, business, and money and abundance challenges quickly. Receive her best-selling book, Secret to Everything, at no cost by going to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone. That's right. Transformation can start now. Just go to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone and receive Dr. Kimberly's book for free.
You're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. Visit us online at www.xzoneradio.com.
My name is Michael Telstar, Canada's leading mentalist from Toronto, Ontario.
Hi, my name is Splenda, and you're listening to my dad, Rob McConnell, on the X-Zone.
This is Psychic Dorothy from St. Catharines, and you're listening to Rob McConnell.
Hello, my name is Holly Reeves, an astrologer from Astro4U, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction, and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, 24 Asian countries, and across Europe. And Druffel is my special guest. We're talking about UFOs. And if you'd like to give us a call and ask Ann a question, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free at 1-877-528-8255. And how would you investigate a UFO sighting, and what would be the proper procedure for people who are just getting into the field today that they should follow when investigating or researching an alleged UFO landing?
Well, first of all, I believe that an investigator or a researcher has to be scientifically oriented.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, some sort of technical or interviewing ability that is beyond just a plain talking to people. The ability to judge what a person is saying as to whether or not it might be acceptable. You need to have a personality that is friendly and kind and appears accepting of what they are saying. There can't be any confrontation with them, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody would know that. Most important is the scientifically objective attitude that an investigator must have. They can't believe in their head, that UFOs exist, and everyone who sees something strange in the sky is seeing a UFO. You have to be aware of all of the dozens and dozens of things that have been mistaken in the past and are still being mistaken now as UFOs, because they are not known to the person who is seeing the thing and not recognizing what it is. So
And this could include some very strange cloud formations. It could include anything from a weather balloon to an experimental type of craft.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in this area, especially, and Southern California, you know what Southern California is like. But it might be other places around the world. They have what are called candle balloons. At least
yes.
they did years ago. They would fill a plastic bag, you know, that had covered garments that had been dry cleaned. They would fill it with hot air, and then at the bottom they would arrange a little wooden circle and put candles on it, and then they would insert that, or they would insert the plastic bag over the candles, which were already lit, and this is the way the bag would fill with air, and then they would let it up into the air, and sometimes they were generally set off at night, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time, and these were mistaken time and time again, hundreds of times by witnesses as UFOs, but we learned to identify them by the fact that they traveled with the wind,
mm-hmm.
or that they, you know, the way they bounced in the air, or through Skynet, of course, if you could get someone close enough to where the witness was seeing this strange thing in the sky, the witness could go out and identify it as a candle balloon, because they might be closer to the object than the original witness.
Interesting. What was one of your most profound investigations or research that you did as an investigator, Ann?
Oh, how would you choose? Of course, the Heflin photos, which are still being investigated, was one of the main photo cases that was taken on by NICAP in 1965, and I don't know if you're aware, or if your listeners are aware of the Heflin photos.
Now, why don't we tell them?
They were photographed by a highway engineer in on the edge of Santa Ana, California.
Mm-hmm.
He was a highway maintenance engineer with the Santa Ana Traffic Department, and he had, of course, part of his job was to identify things along the highways that would impede traffic or make traffic difficult or dangerous. And so one day, August 3rd, 1965, he was traveling about 1.5 miles south of the freeway that goes through Santa Ana, and he saw this thing go over his truck, and of course he had the camera right by his seat, you know, because he had stopped to photograph a sign, a highway sign, which was being obscured by vegetation, so that the people traveling on the on this road could not read what the sign said. It was a warning about, you know, a slowdown or something.
All right.
Like that. So he stopped to photograph that so that he could report it to his office.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time he stopped, a thing threw over from the south over his truck, and he was amazed because it was an unidentified physical aircraft. You know, it was a sort of an unidentifiable physical aircraft of some kind. And so he snatched up the camera and took a picture,
mm-hmm.
and then it moved farther along. Oh, yes, then it turned on its side, and he could see on the bottom that there was a ring of light going around the bottom. And he took a picture of that, and then it straightened again and went off and further into the distance. And he took a picture of that. And by that time, the third picture we later discovered showed smoke coming out of the craft. you see. And then the thing disappeared into the distance.
Now, smoke coming out of a crater.
It left behind a ring of bluish-black smoke in the sky, which was very strange because it was cohesive. It did not, dissipate with the winds that were blowing. And so he went and took a fourth picture. He traveled up a mile in his truck, got out of the car, and took a picture of the smoke ring in the sky. And so those were the Heflin photos, and to this day they are still being studied avidly by scientists.
Isn't it very rare that a UFO expels smoke?
It's been known before that there are two or three other photos of from around the world where there is either a smoke ring around an object of basically the same shape as the Heflin craft, it's apparent that such a craft has left a smoke ring in the sky, but these have not been investigated thoroughly, as far as I know, like the Heflin photos, and they are considered now to be probably the most valuable set of UFO photos that have ever been taken.
And how about alien abductions? Have you investigated abduction cases? And if so, how did you investigate them?
Well, in 1973, the UFO field suddenly seemed to just flip and change.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the objects being seen in the sky or photographed in the sky, we were getting numerous reports from basically rational witnesses honest witnesses that they were being taken out of their beds at night and into what they perceived to be the interior of a UFO. And sometimes, they would see a light shining through their window, but there was never the physical craft that they saw themselves going toward. At least those cases are very, very rare. It was mostly just that suddenly they found themselves aboard what they perceived to be the interior of a UFO, with these strange little creatures harassing them and then examining them the cases just proliferated to such a degree that we were overwhelmed here with the so-called abduction cases instead of the regular cases that we were used to since 1957.
Do you have a hypothesis on why this happened?
At first, I accepted the abduction reports as possibly UFO entities coming from physical craft and taking witnesses aboard to harass and, sexually harass them. I accepted it because that was a general feeling in the field because of the rationality and honesty of most of the witnesses, you see.
Right.
But then there was a... it began to be... We began to wonder... Why the great majority of these cases, about 99% you know, 9% of the cases in this area, were the person suddenly awoke in their bed, found the creatures standing near them, and then zip, they were up into a so-called craft. We wondered why it would have to happen like that. And then the hypothesis that these things occurred in an altered state of consciousness emerged in the field, which to me sounded very, very good, very scientifically oriented. That it was that these events took place in an altered state of consciousness, because it was the witnesses themselves felt that they were fully awake. But there was never any physical proof of the object being physical. There was just the story, you see, and the fact that the person awoke up from a state, from a sleeping state into another state that they perceived to be true waking consciousness, but which could well be what we call an altered state of consciousness.
Now, would this be sleep paralysis?
No, it would be different from sleep paralysis. The particular altered state of consciousness, to my knowledge, has not yet been identified, but it's very close to the state of consciousness into which shamans, you know, in indigenous peoples, enter when they want to go into a spiritual dimension. And a lot of these shamans, they are caught in between the space-time continuum we live in and the spiritual dimension they're headed in, into a state of consciousness called the realm of the trickster, you see. And this is where information that they later find out is faulty is given to them. But some of them, you know, think that it's from the spiritual dimension instead of from a state of consciousness in which faulty information is being given to them.
And
I hope I'm making sense.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So basically, they're going into having a spiritual encounter rather than an alien abduction encounter.
Well, when I say spiritual, I mean a good.
Yes.
A good spiritual encounter. But the realm of the trickster, so to speak, or this state of consciousness in which faulty information can be given by a phenomenon that the Irish call them a fairy folk.
Yes.
The Muslims call them jinns. They're called by different names in every culture, major and minor, in the entire world down through the millennia. So these encounters with strange interdimensional creatures giving faulty information and harassment, generally sexual harassment.
And we've got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side with Ann Druffel. www.anndruffel.com.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hard-working Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less, stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to get you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money, as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you're looking for. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-515-7457 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. That's 800-515-7457. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 800-515-7457. That's 800-515-7457.
Are you getting tired of all the bad news? Well, then take a break from the worries of the world and play the love game. It's time to focus on what is really important in our lives, our relationships. You deserve more love, happiness, and harmony in your life. Synchro Hearts is the new hot relationship game that guarantees more love, laughter, and romance for you and your partner. It's not a sex game. It's a love game based on all the important relationship stuff like better communication, more intimacy, and lots of fun and excitement. Great intimacy is just one of the benefits of playing Synchro Hearts. Now, President Obama inspires hope, love, and peace for the world. Synchro Hearts offers more hope, love, and harmony for relationships. To order your very own edition of Synchro Hearts, visit Synchro Hearts' website now at www.synchrohearts.com. That's www.synchrohearts.com. Synchro Hearts. It's the game you love to play
and play to love.
What if someone told you you could live to be 120? Would you believe him? What if he told you the Bible guaranteed it?
All you needed to do was follow his rules and buy his products. Would you do it? What if you invested 20 years of your life in him? What if he tested his substances on your child? What if your child became brain damaged as a result? Meet Dr. Tyler Belknap, a fast-talking Texas admin turned health guru. At the helm of a vast health food and supplement empire, he has established himself as the authority on nutrition and longevity. But what his followers don't know is that his products are laced with bizarre psychoactive substances from genetically modified plants developed in his very own secret lab. No wonder his customers can't stop using them. Tyler Belknap will stop at nothing to keep his edge in the market, even if it means experimenting on children. Chasing 120, a story of food, faith, fraud, and the pursuit of longevity, a novel from the pen of political cartoonist Monty Wolverton, is an easy and entertaining read full of rich characters and intrigue. It hits home in a world filled with all kind of hucksterism and offers a glimpse of what can happen when GMO technology falls into the wrong hands. Chasing 120 by Monty Wolverton. Get your copy today at www.ptm.org/120 or on amazon.com. When demystified, shamanism is an ancient science delving into the quantum level of life. Understanding and implementing basic shamanic principles can empower the individual to heal, manifest, and evolve in these rapidly changing times. Path Home Shamanic Art School is a one-of-a-kind Colorado State certified occupational school training and certifying shamanic practitioners and teachers. We also train individuals simply interested in empowering and enriching their lives through shamanism. Path Home's certification classes are in a week-long block format, enabling national and international students to participate. We also provide online classes and long-distance shamanic healing sessions as well. Discover all you can be. Enter the limitless world of shamanism today. For more information, visit findyourpathhome.com or call 303-775-3431. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jinnix, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com.
Then again, I never lost that love before. Somewhere down the road, maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore.
Ann Druffel's our very special guest this hour, www.andruffel.com. And how many different alien visitors are we getting on this planet? Any idea?
Well, you see, to me, the physical UFOs that are seen in the sky, mm-hmm. and chased by jet planes, these might contain entities from extraterrestrial sources. But as far as I know, we don't know anything about them, except to my mind, they are not friendly, they are not unfriendly. They are simply surveying our Earth to see what we're going to do with it, you know, whether we're going to blow it up or anything like that. Other researchers say that there are up to 70 different types of entities, but these are generally the researchers that believe that the so-called abductors are physical in themselves and are from the physical UFOs. This is a scenario that I do not accept. I have a separate phenomenon. I mean, a separate scenario that so-called abductions, which occur in altered states, are a separate phenomenon from the UFO field itself. It's something that's happened to cultures around the world for millennia. They're basically all the same, except that they have the ability to shapeshift and take different shapes and wear different kinds of clothing according to the culture in which they appear, you see. And the harassment that they impose upon their victims differs according to the culture, what the culture can accept, you see.
I see.
I mean, like in Ireland, you know.
Leprechauns.
Well, no, you see, these creatures are both good and bad. They're an interdimensional type of creature, and they're both good and bad. And it's the bad type of this interdimensional type of creation that causes the so-called abductions. But, of course, a leprechaun is basically a good fairy, like a brownie.
Oh, right.
But there are other types of so-called fairy folk that the Irish have reported for centuries that do a certain sexual harassment, but it's a milder type than what goes on in our country or in Muslim countries, you see.
And we have to say so long for now, but it's been a great hour having you with us here on the X-Zone. Thanks very much for sharing your knowledge, your experience, and your expertise with us here on the X-Zone.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Anne.
You too.
Bye-bye, dear. Anne Druffel, www.annedruffel.com, one of the most experienced UFO researchers and investigators that we've had here on the show, with over 2,000 cases to her credit. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break and the news at 6.5 minutes past with X-1. The Moon is Green from 1957. It is episode number 83. We'll be back on the other side as we continue live and around the world right here in the X-Zone on Talkstar.